Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, remember, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, where you're doing it, or how you're doing it, for whatever reason, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words and underline them for you, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And don't forget that. Well, Kyle, Regeneron, the antibody treatment distribution will begin on Tuesday of next, or today. Today. How about that?
Yeah, it's really something, Captain. They look to be targeting, they say, states and areas that would have the highest concentration of cases. By Tuesday, where that is today, as you said, they will have some over 30,000 treatment courses, they say. And then as we work our way towards January, about 200,000 patients should be given this by the first week of January, and about 300,000 by the end of January. So this is one of the mixtures, essentially, the cocktails, as they call it, that were given to President Trump when he was battling COVID-19.
Yep. You are right. Now, the other thing is this AstraZeneca Oxford vaccine, which is considered to be 70% effective at tackling the coronavirus, is also going to be coming out. Now, I don't like the 70% versus the 95% of the Regeneron myself.
Well, right. Yeah, that's definitely, you know, I think people would love to get a better deal, as it were, on that. But they've had 70% effectiveness. They had about 23,000 people that were involved in that study. So now Moderna, though, has said that they're, as you mentioned, the 90%, that's the one from Moderna.
Now, the World Health Organization, which a lot of people don't like, has come out and made a comment about Christmas. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Your best bet is to skip Christmas altogether and don't go anywhere near any Christmas gatherings, including church.
Oh, brother. Really? You know, it is, and churches are having to be pretty innovative, especially.
That's what Christmas is all about.
Well, exactly right. And so, you know, our pastor actually said, well, maybe we'll just have it outside, and maybe we'll have some camels and some straw and some
beans and hot dogs.
That's right. Well, just, you know, to just sort of get into the Christmas spirit, you know. But it's definitely something that, you know, people, they want to get together, Captain, and they will do it socially distant, but they want to get together. And it's really just the government and the CDC, or what, I don't want to say the CDC, World Health Organization, like you're talking about, is just really going a bridge too far if they really think that people are just going to skip Christmas. Give me a break.
Did you hear what Bill Gates had to say?
What did he say?
All the vaccines are going to work.
Well, hopefully they will. You know, people understand, and from the very get-go of this, the idea it would be to have a vaccine. Now, here's the interesting thing, Captain. The timeline from the moment that we knew COVID was a serious problem, and to say, well, we, in order to get back to normal, we need a vaccine, at that moment in time, that would have been years and years away. Look what President Trump was able to accomplish.
Now, listen to this one. The Trump-hating actor Robert De Niro says that the president's supporters should be very afraid of what's going to happen when he's out of office. Actor De Niro, Robert De Niro, says supporters of President Donald Trump have a lot to worry about once he leaves office, presumably in January, and predicted that some will have the gall to try and crawl back. And he talks about the fact that they're going to go out after them and single them out. Well, to Robert De Niro, I say, I'm not watching any of your movies ever again on television, in the movies, doesn't matter. I'm not spending one freaking dime for your movies. So if enough of us do that, then maybe he'll become irrelevant.
Well, you know, I think that when somebody like De Niro says something like that, it's, first of all, it's very safe. You know, what is he really risking by doing that? And second of all, because, you know, they've got money and this kind of thing, they're not going to worry about that too much. But also, is he part of the party of peace and love and understanding and tolerance? Is that what that's all about? That sounds, again, to talk about trying to gin up civil war between people, that this is the kind of stuff that we don't need. You know, we just don't need it.
Yeah. That's true, and we're getting ready to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the president's legacy, because it looks like as if his legacy will be the past 4 years, because there's so much going on right now. We got to, and again, Richard used the word, we need to pray. Well, that's true. That never hurts, but the other thing is we got to hope that he finds a judge somewhere that will listen to the case, because right now, nobody wants to listen to what the Trump people have to say. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced and just tell them that I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, and they'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the service. Now, if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, or Port Charlotte, or other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. You know, President Trump's legacy will be framed by his actions between now and the inauguration. Now, we have to face reality here, because if there's an inauguration of Joe Biden, then whatever happens now for the next 6 or 8 weeks or whatever it is will define the president, President Trump. Now, he won in 2016 against all odds and went on to 4 years of knockdown battles with political, media, and legal establishments. Having been almost impeached, had to fight all that. He awakened the American people to the threat from the Chinese Communist Party, brought us new peace and alliances in the Middle East, isolated a rogue regime in Iran, and rebuilt the U.S. military. Now, it appears that Joe Biden is going to try to undo all that, which I would expect, because Joe Biden wants to favor China and wants to bring remember the Arab Spring movement? And I'm going to bring Kyle in. Remember the Arab Spring movement, Kyle?
Oh, yes, very much so, yeah.
Well, he saw through three Supreme Court justices and more than 220 judges total.
He can now claim the first realignment since Ronald Reagan in 1980, all in the face of the most partisan impeachment ever in U.S. history by the Democrats. Now, his actions over the next 60 days can frame his legacy and secure that place in U.S. history. And they ought to be focused right now on Operation Warp Speed, delivering the vaccines and therapeutics to a nation while the world witnesses a smooth transition of power, which is what we do. And it's going to be a great pivot in history because Donald Trump, I believe, if he does not make it this time around, I believe he's just going to be sitting there in the fringe and he's going to come back in 4 years.
Well, I would think he would want to, very much so.
But got a lot to do. He'll have to undo what Biden does.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. And I will tell you this much. Like Jimmy Carter, the Jimmy Carter era, coming back against Biden and or perhaps even Kamala Harris, for that matter, there would be a lot of foundation to build a new campaign on for President Trump or for any other conservative Republican to be able to say, look what's happened over the last 4 years. We've seen the reversal of these great policies. Look at the economy. Look at your 401k. All these things are going to be very relevant to people. And just like during the days of Jimmy Carter, the advent of Ronald Reagan was the hope for a new tomorrow. And it took Reagan, by the way, a while to get things really going well. There were some pretty dark days in the first term of Ronald Reagan. But President Trump, I think, has seen a great expansion of the economy, and that's because he came in and he made those decisions. And he did the things he said he was going to do. What other politicians, Captain, can we point to that have done what they said that they were going to do, and especially to have the kind of impact that President Trump has had?
Now, Judicial Watch has sued 7 federal agencies for the unmasking records of Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. The names of officials and dates identified by the FOIA request were taken directly from a list declassified on May the 8th, 2020, by then-acting director of the National Intelligence Agency, Richard Grenell, and submitted to Senators Charles Grassley and Ron Johnson on May the 13th. And we'll wait and see what happens there, but we should be hearing more about that. Now, did you hear what happened in Oregon, Kyle?
What's that?
An ISIS terrorist, indicted by a federal grand jury for providing material support to the militant Islamic group, has been released by federal authorities in Oregon. Even for the famously liberal West Coast, this is unbelievable. Especially since a Republican appointee heads the Department of Justice, the agency that made this bizarre decision to release this ISIS terrorist.
Wow, that is really unbelievable. And I think the people in Oregon are probably, looking over their shoulder at this point.
I'd be looking to find out where this guy went.
Exactly right.
All right, yeah. And that's coming from Judicial Watch. Now, the other thing about Judicial Watch is... the election day was a couple of weeks ago, and, of course, Pennsylvania, the problem they have there, voting irregularities in Pennsylvania, allegations of voter fraud, voter misconduct, and the Mel administration, they called into question the results there in Pennsylvania. But so far, they can't find a judge that's going to take the case so far.
Well, right. And again, this is, again, why it's so important. President Trump was able to appoint so many federal judges to the bench. But these other judges that have been appointed by previous presidents, namely Obama, we see now just how important the presidency really is. People talk about, well, the pendulum swings this way and then the pendulum swings that way. But the ongoing legacy, just like President Trump with the Supreme Court, the legacy of somebody like Obama continues. And look what's happening right now. Again, the idea that there's not a reasonable there's not a good reason to take a look at all this. It's just preposterous with all the affidavits, all those things. This would bind over for an investigation or trial in a heartbeat under any other circumstances. And I'll tell you this, Captain, if it was Joe Biden trying to get to the bottom of Russian voter interference in this whole thing, the court system would be saying, yeah, absolutely, yeah, we'll run this through. We got to make sure, because this is an attack on our democracy. Well, guess what? It looks like somebody attacked our democracy, but yet we're not having the same kind of reaction that we'd have under the circumstances if it was the Democrats. People see that, Captain. They're not stupid, and they realize that, you know, there's a real difference here.
Now, the administration's Operation Warp Speed has put some $2 billion towards Moderna's vaccine, and the president is now touting the coronavirus vaccine announcements that have been made on his watch. These are all great discoveries, and he's touting that as well he should. Moderna says that their COVID-19 vaccine is 94.5% effective. That's tremendous.
It really is tremendous, and I think a lot of people are going to take the vaccine. Some are not going to, but we know that at the very least, it's going to start with those who I think need it the most. Maybe they have a particular health contributing factors, or they may be elderly, and so on and so forth. What's happening to our nation's elderly, Captain, is also just terrible. People are just really literally shut in, and in some cases, family can't visit their elderly relatives in a nursing home or other facility because of COVID.
Yeah, and the thing of it is today's news of the second vaccine to go along with Pfizer is the further reason to feel very hopeful about where we're at right now, because what was true was the first vaccine remains true with the second, and we're still months away from everything being out there in wide distribution. But until then, Americans need to continue to practice social distancing and mask wearing to get the virus under control, so says Health and Human Secretary Services Mr. Azar.
Right. Well, and you know what will happen, Captain, is that as we begin to approach some semblance of normalcy as we go into the next year, I think people may see in stark reality the difference between Biden-type policies, or the Biden machine, as I like to call it, and what would have been happening in terms of recovery under President Trump. Again, making these different assumptions about Trump versus Biden, that kind of thing. But it will be in very, very stark reality, and people will want to get back to work. But if the Biden machine is actively trying to suppress the economy through its bad policies, even though they sound good on the campaign trail and that's their shtick and so forth, but the proof will be in the pudding, and a lot of people are going to still have a hard time, I'm very afraid. I hope I'm wrong, but we'll see.
Hold that thought. And folks, let me tell you something here. The Corona reset, China now wants the global tracking system put in place. They want the QR codes for travelers so they can tell them where it's safer than other places to go. Yeah, tell me that they won't screw that one up. All right, I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Michigan's Board of State Canvassers voted Monday to certify the results of the presidential election in their state, giving former Vice President Joe Biden the win. The board voted 3-0 to certify, with one Republican member abstaining from the vote. The president's legal team says that the certification was a procedural step. In a statement, senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign, Jenna Ellis, said that the campaign will continue to fight to count all legal votes. A ban on in-person dining in Los Angeles County will go into effect on Wednesday as COVID cases continue to rise in California's most populous county. The county says it's averaging more than 4,000 cases a day. Under this order, all in-person dining will have to stop at 10 p.m. on Wednesday. Restaurants will be able to continue offering takeout and delivery, but many say that won't be enough to keep the doors open for most businesses. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by the injury law experts at Farrah & Farrah. Now, they measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. And since they opened their doors in 1979, Farrah & Farrah has won over $1 billion for its clients, with offices across Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, with military veterans included in that, and they can help out our military veterans. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that you deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall on the job, you can trust that Farrah & Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to give you the justice and compensation you deserve. Check them out online by going to their website, farrahandfarrah.com. That's spelled F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Or you can call them 24/7 at the following number, 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. Farrah and Farrah. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Twitter temporarily suspended Sidney Powell yesterday.
Yeah, well, we were talking about that, so I wonder what because she did a tweet.
Of her tweets about who she was making accusations about.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and they labeled it as being false.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's interesting. I think we're going to hear a lot more, especially if the Republicans retain control of the Senate. I think we'll hear a lot more from Senator Cruz, for example. He seems to be dialed in pretty good on Twitter, and so we'll see. Because again, the big argument is it a platform or is it a publisher? That's a big, big question.
Now, to our friends up in Oregon, what the hell are you people thinking up there by letting that governor do what she's doing? I believe that's a woman governor. Oregon has imposed the strictest lockdown measures in the United States. A six-person limit on Thanksgiving. And they're encouraging people to snitch on their neighbors when they see a violation.
Well, where have we heard that before, Captain? You know, maybe, I don't know.
Cuomo?
Union.
Cuomo?
Cuomo, yeah. But
New Jersey?
Yeah, but, as I was learning about, political science and things like that, you'd hear about these things, you go, wow, look what they would do. People would turn each other in. Well, here we go again, you know. And in the sense that everybody understands COVID is real and not saying that it's not. But the issue is that if you have, one more person over for Thanksgiving, is somebody going to peek through your window and call the authorities? I mean, what that accomplishes only is...
Well, they don't have to peek in the window. They can look in the backyard.
I guess that's right. Look in the backyard. But what happens is that once you start going down the road of Americans turning in other Americans, it's not a good road to go down. We'll just say that.
Now, do you know what a red zone is?
Yeah, I think it's the hottest of the COVID cases, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Governor Cuomo in New York has readied red zones, barring any non-essential gatherings of any size.
That's really amazing. And again, it starts to beg the question: how far is the public going to go with this? Because again, it starts looking really draconian. It ceases to be something that everybody can buy into in terms of public safety, because people will buy in to public safety. Of course they will. A lot of people have voluntarily socially distant. They've cut down they're working at home, this kind of thing. A lot of people, I think most everybody that I know, is really trying to do their part. They're not trying to be reckless. But when it comes to something like this, suddenly it becomes, now thou shalt not gather together with anybody. And that's just not the way it should be.
Now, the other thing here is we have the Prime Minister of Canada, Mr. Trudeau, saying that there will be no normal Christmas this year. It's totally out of the question. No Christmas.
Well, exactly. But I think, as I said, I think people will get together. They'll have Christmas services in some way, shape, or form. Just as they've done for Easter and done for other holidays,
yeah,
and regular Sunday worship.
All right, well, we're going to take a caller. I think I know who this is. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Yes, sir. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good morning, gentlemen. Enjoying this show this morning. Hey, real quick, and I mean this with all due respect and stuff. I do not think it is quote unquote normal or new sense of normalcy for there to be East German Stasi-like implementation of medical tyranny in the United States of America. You have Cuomo, you have the Republican governor from Ohio, you got Pritzker in Illinois, you got, Frankensteina in Michigan, Whitmer, correct. Then you have Jerry Brown's sister, Kate Brown, in Oregon. Mm-hmm. You got, you have the governor of the state of California, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, Gavin Newsom, implementing these draconian lockdown measures, and they're having American citizens snitch on each other. This is North Korea. This is China. Mm-hmm. And if people, respectfully, people need to pay attention to what's going on in China. They are setting the standards. And I believe the God, I hate for this to happen. The incoming Biden administration, that's going to be the belt buckle in the Belt and Road Initiative that's been going on globally for the past at least 20 years. And we're supposed to sit here and believe that the GOP, the establishment GOP, is going to protect, quote-unquote, mom and pop, you know, John and Jane Q. Public from any of this. There's too much money at stake for, how should I say, there's too much money at stake for anyone to step in the way of what's coming right
now.
Well,
people on both sides of the aisle are getting their palms greased for this. We all know that. I've said that many times.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You're not. Yes, we're in the choir, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, there's many people howling about this, and I feel, this is me. You have even Washington D.C. is mandating you can have 25 people outside, or you can have 10 people inside. So people are joking, well, they can have 35 people over at their house or at their function. You follow where this is going. Mm-hmm. We're traveling down a serious road of medical tyranny to include these QR codes that are popping up globally that are going to allow you to travel. I predict it's going to include interstate travel, not just intercontinental travel, interstate travel.
Probably.
Look at the trend of the way it's going. Yeah. And anyway, I'm going to do my part to stand in the way of this, even though I might get, you know, bowled over, so to speak. But I don't put any faith in the potential incoming administration.
There's a way we can do this, and I'll address it right now. And thank you very much for your call.
Yeah, Roger that. Semper Fi,
okay.
Sir. Thanks.
Thank you. Semper Fi to you. Now, here's the way to address this, Kyle. We have an organization called Judicial Watch, correct?
That's right. Yep.
Tom Fitton, correct?
Yep.
He's out there making all these lawsuits out there, the things that nobody else is doing, and, of course, he asked for donations for this, that, and the other. I would put my money, and I would give them money, what I could give them, to help them do this for the American people, because I believe they're honest, I believe they're doing the right thing for America, and I believe, just like Sidney Powell, who's working for their PAC, We the People, that they are the best people that we could have back us up.
Well, absolutely. And again, the shining the light is the real big thing here. Because again, the kinds of things that we're seeing, and by the way, Captain, the Steve in the chat room just chimed in saying, you know, he said he lived in communist Vietnam for a few years. People are told to report people breaking rules to the government.
Right.
And so on, so he shares our concern about this, and obviously, these kinds of measures that are brought in, and this kind of attitude, is really, really frightening. But again, the idea is, like you're saying, you gotta continue to bring the suits, you gotta continue to shine the light.
Now, Californians have been defying Governor Newsom's curfew order, flooding the streets in 16 cities. Is that anywhere near you?
Say that last part again.
Californians have been defying Governor Newsom's curfew order, flooding the streets in 16 cities. Is that anywhere near you?
Yes, it is. That's over in Huntington Beach, is the closest one to me that I know of. And they were out there, I think, last night. I don't know if they're out there tonight again.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but they're definitely giving, a response to the governor. Because again, and we've heard the word again, and Eric on the telephone there, the draconian. This is all so draconian. And by the way, Captain, I was working on a project and having lunch with an associate, and we talked to the servers there. They think it's ridiculous that you can't get COVID before 10 p.m., but after 10, look.
All right. Hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're going to close out with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and we got some snow out in them, our mountains out west. We'll let you know about it, and also up along the Great Lakes, we'll let you know about that. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there in Carrollton, Georgia, at the Double D Horse Ranch. She and her husband run that, and it's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody down in Fort Benning tonight. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops nearest you. When you see them, pull on in there. Take advantage of that free cup of coffee. All you got to do is go in there and tell them the captain sent you. You were listening to me talk about the Pilot and the Flying J. Get yourself a free cup of coffee at night at the Pilot or Flying J nearest you, wherever it happens to be. And then consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy at the pump, for the food you buy inside, and for whatever you buy in the trucker store. Okay, here we go right now.
Yeah.
Robert Palmer is simply irresistible from days gone by. Kyle, how do you ever get all those girls to look like that the same way?
Well, you know, I've heard the story that basically the makeup artist sort of did all their makeup, you know, pulled their hair back, did all the dramatic makeup, and it was just kind of became a thing.
They're all identical. They've got a couple of different outfits they wear, and it's all identical.
Yeah, and it really was a major hit video back in the day. And it spawned more. It was that was Addicted to Love, the original one, and then the one you just played, Simply Irresistible.
Yeah.
Yeah, then that followed the trend again after that.
All righty, a complex storm in the central U.S. is going to produce widespread impacts. Severe storms are going to be possible in Oklahoma. Heavy snow combines and continues, of course, the central Rockies with areas of snow in the Mississippi Valley today and Great Lakes, and a new Pacific storm is going to bring gusty winds, rain, and more mountain snow to the northwest. Now, there are some fire weather threats, and they'll be elevated in the southern plains right now. But, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, in New Mexico tonight, we've got wind advisories. This is going to encompass Clovis, Roswell, also parts of historic Route 66 just outside of Albuquerque. So we're going to have high winds going along there. That would also be known as I-40, as part of that is Route 66. Then we've got winter storm warning going on in the Durango area, winter weather advisory in the Denver area as well. And as you head out east, pardon me, west, along I-70, you could encounter some snow in the higher...
Vail and Eisenhower, you betcha.
Right. Exactly right. High wind warnings for our friends in Cheyenne and Laramie, as has been the case now for quite some time. Up in the Pacific Northwest, rain in Seattle on Tuesday. Looks like rain coming to Portland by about Wednesday, according to the forecast. But winter weather advisories in both those states, pretty much all the way down to the California border. And a wind advisory, by the way, Captain, if you're coming down Highway 101 in Santa Barbara, Ventura, Oxnard area, you're going to have some wind there as well as you travel through California tonight. And that's what it looks like out west.
All righty. Well, over in Minnesota, the central part of Minnesota, just below Minneapolis, you've got an area of winter weather, probably about 75 to 100 miles long in the middle of the state, just south of the Twin Cities. And that weather continues over into the central and western, southwestern corner of Wisconsin, on down to the northern tip of Illinois, over into the northeastern corner of Iowa to include the Quad Cities, and over towards Des Moines. You've got some winter weather. You've also got some high winds in northeastern Texas tonight, which is going to take you I-20 over to Louisiana, and I-30 up into Arkansas, Texarkana, have some high winds there. There is some Gulf weather down in the Texas area, down around Harlingen, on up towards Galveston. You've got storm warning there out in the Gulf. It looks like not on shore yet, so there you go. Gale warnings is what's going on. And then up in the eastern part of the United States tonight, you've got gale warnings up there from about Long Island, and it looks like Long Island in the sound, they're getting pounded with the winds and waves, all the way up to Newfoundland, Nova Scotia. And in upstate New York tonight, one little area of snow, looks like from about Sandy Creek up towards Watertown, New York, one little area up there on I-95 or I-81, and that's it. So that's what we got. And Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com and join me on Parler at Kyle Warren Show.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much and what he does for us. All right. Joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have had all sorts of stuff transpire since yesterday. I suppose the big thing was that here comes the Obama 2.0 back with John Kerry as a climate change envoy, and Janet Yellen as the Treasury Secretary. She did such a bang-up job as a Fed director.
The list is long.
We have Jen O'Malley. We've got Alejandro Mayorkas, which is, that one's going to be DHS. That one's going to be a problem for us, ladies and gentlemen, because of immigration. But I would be looking for some other interesting names. People like Jay Johnson, Merrick Garland, Sally Yates. I'd be looking for some other people here because it isn't going to be favorable. And when you say they're getting the old band back, I would say these are the worst of the worst.
That's right.
Of the old band.
Yeah. They have every intention to get rid of what Donald Trump has done. By the way, General Mattis yesterday shocked the hell out of a whole bunch of people by saying that he hoped that Joe Biden got rid of the America First agenda.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
That's right.
Coming from a Marine Corps store four star.
That's so much just, for an oath, huh?
Yeah, unbelievable. We want America to be first. We want America to be first, not second, not third, first.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, and I've said it a couple of times in this last year, because obviously the pandemic and several other factors that, you know, that led to economic survivability is many global leaders wanted, you know, major survival and kind of went introspective and kind of went nationalist on it. So nationalism is really survivability and thrivability.
Mm-hmm.
So for Mattis to say what he said is really outrageous.
Yeah, I know even some you know, people that were in the Corps as well as other branches just said, I have no idea why he said that. I guess he's gone to the deep side.
Well, I don't know that he was necessarily not there, because there was a time that he wanted as his deputy secretary Michelle Flournoy, and that's who Biden has chosen for defense.
Yep. All right, hold on, folks. We'll be right back after the top of the hour in the news, and your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, tell them how to hear us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.